So that means the gunman is still loose.
Well, we talked about this earlier. It looks like Minneapolis is cutting ties with the police union. And I think there's going to be a number of cities where you see this happen. And it almost feels like it's under the guise of police reform. But I feel like there's a number of cities that have been just completely held hostage by the powerful unions that do exist and have been waiting for an excuse to cut ties or have a reason to. And I think that's part of the story here, is it's not all goodwill for the protesters.
Ryan Burrow is joining us, has been covering the story. He spent some time in Minneapolis over the course of the last week or so. Ryan, what's going on?
Yeah, so what the announcement that came from the Minneapolis police chief today was that the department will fully withdraw from negotiations with the police officers union. Also, the department is partnering with Benchmark Analytics to monitor, keep data, and research officer behavior in real time. So that information will be used to make decisions on officers. It's combining information from various files and will basically say, look, this might be a trouble officer. We've noticed some complaints stack up. We've noticed certain situations, and they're able to use a formula to kind of figure out, because what we know from Officer Chauvin's case is there were about 18 complaints. Two of them had been disciplined, but the others had just gone without discipline. So, the thought is, with all of this information, maybe something would have been done prior to this call, this 911 call that led to Chauvin being there. Maybe he would have been disciplined far more in advance.
Chief Arredondo had said that he, regardless of what the city council does, he will not abandon public safety in Minneapolis. Can that happen? I mean, if the city council decides to abolish what is known right now as the Minneapolis Police Department, how are they talking about keeping law and order while they try to figure out what comes next?
You know, it's interesting. We talked to a city council member today, and there was nothing firm in there about what will happen. They say, we're not going to get away from people responding, but the current situation is not what it's going to be. Now, what the chief said, Arredondo, was that he's going to continue to do his job as long as he's allowed to do it. Now, if the city council unanimously approves, and that includes the mayor, dissolving the police department, or if they put it to vote in the entire city of Minneapolis and the voters come back 51% and say they'd like to dissolve the police department, well, then he'll have to look for a new job. But he says until that happens, these are just conversations, and he's going to continue to serve as he is in his current capacity. The union thing is interesting because there were obviously some issues going on even before the George Floyd situation. I mean, the mayor has referenced that they need to tear up this contract, saying that, you know, there are things in there that are cooked in there that are systemically racist. There are things in there that protect these officers, and what they're doing is they're trying to, with a lot of these new orders, peel that away to make officers more responsible for pointing out unauthorized force, use of unauthorized force by fellow officers.
Yeah, I was wondering about that relationship, because I read that the union president, and I forget his name, but that he has publicly and still doing it, defending the officers involved in the George Floyd death, and that he has maintained that they should not have been fired for this.
Yeah, saying that it was a rush to judgment. And yeah, and he's gone after the leadership too, not only the mayor but the governor as well, for their handling of the demonstrations and the protests, which we know really got out of hand with the fires and the looting. So yeah, it's been a bit prickly between those two sides, and really the union leader has not been seen. In fact, he said that he's feared for his life, so he's essentially been in hiding. But of course, this isn't just the story in Minneapolis. Where I'm at in Chicago right now, there's also been a back and forth between the mayor and the union leadership. And in fact, today the president of the Fraternal Order of Police just said, look, if we see one officer in uniform taking a knee, if we see one officer marching or chanting with protesters, they will be disciplined, and in fact they could be completely expelled from the police union. We asked the mayor about that today, and she said that she wasn't even going to talk about that, because she didn't want to add value to what the Fraternal Order what our police was saying there.
Interesting. All right, Ryan, we appreciate it. Thank you.
You got it.
You bet. Ryan Burrow again, once again, from Chicago, talking about what's going on in Minnesota.